welcome. We've added a third person. It's not in my notes. So introduce yourselves, guys.
Well, I'm Adrienne Southworth, state senator from Kentucky.
You're a state senator.
Yes. And I have with me today Steve Nipper, who has been my cybersecurity expert, touring with me all this last year on the Restore Election Integrity Tour throughout Kentucky, as well as some other states, and we've actually addressed national audiences. I know some of the folks here from other states through that. But Steve is actually the responsible party for me being an election security kook.
Steve, tell us your story.
Well, I guess that's what she's using as her defense against, you know, if anybody says she's a kook. I ran for Secretary of State in Kentucky in 2015 and in 2019. And in 2015, right when e-poll books and everything were first coming out, I had worked in IT for so many years, I thought, there's something not right. And I started telling everybody, we need to start watching about inflated voter rolls.
Pull your mic in a little closer.
Oh, sure.
About inflated voter rolls?
Right.
Uh-huh.
Inflated voter rolls and why e-poll books were not a good idea. And also, electronic voting machines. I said, the minute you open up electronic voting machines without good security, you're opening yourself up for fraud. So I lost that election by, I think, 0.8.
Lost on paper with
you. You lost on paper, you said? You
just lost on paper, yeah.
By 0.8.
Right. I was outspent 20-1. But I think I had a good message back in 2015 to kind of resonate. I ran again in 2019 against our current Secretary of State and fell short also in that primary, but under kind of suspicious circumstances and with Dr. Frank's help walking through the numbers, I guess someday we'll revisit those numbers. But
now we don't have your PowerPoint because I guess they're putting a new slide set in. So tell me, what are some of the problems you've been having other than what you've already mentioned?
Well, it's been a lot of fun, I got to say. So we started the election tour last summer and fall, all summer and fall, working our way around the state and other states, like I mentioned. And then I paused over Christmas break to get my bill written to do reconciliation and hand counts. And then we kind of hit up again election tour 2.0 quickly during the legislative session. And that's when we had a lot of attacks last year, but election tour 2.0 is when it just came totally unhinged, which was awesome because we would show up every election tour stop. We would show up and there'd be some new tweet, some new, you know, I mean, taxpayer resources on government websites with these "We hate Adrienne and Steve" posts. You know,
wow. Well, they went from attacking overall, saying election disinformation was bad, mm-hmm. to literally singling us out. I mean, these are government websites, taxpayer funded, saying Steve Nipper, Adrienne Southworth are dangerous to society.
So the government of Kentucky spending time and money attacking you two personally for going around and holding meetings about wanting to have safer elections.
That's
and you're a state senator, and you just said you offered up a bill to reconcile. Explain what the bill would have done.
Well, it was a very simple bill. Since I'm not a member of the swamp, I can't do 100 pagers. So I got it into 9 pages, and there was really only 2 main pages of information on making sure that we match the count of the votes to the voters. All that has to match, and you cannot certify without doing a hand count to verify those machine numbers.
All right, we got some slides here. Poll book signatures uploaded after Election Day batches of 10.
This is fantastic. So we have had, since Steve mentioned his whole running and bringing all this to the forefront years ago, then we met Dr. Frank. He tied 2 pieces together that we'd been looking at for several years and really made a loop. So we had a grassroots team all over Kentucky in many counties asking for poll book records after this last election, and that has freaked them out. I mean, it's awesome. And so what we found, though, we've gotten some of our counties now at these poll book records, and we're going through these. We have multiple voters getting logged in after election is closed. On election night, they're going through in sets of 10 voters, putting in various people in different locations, batch uploads to these various voting locations. That's in one county, and then you've got other counties have literally 40% of the voters were logged in days after the election. So we're still trying to get to the bottom of what that means, but it's pretty exciting.
How about this one? IP addresses point straight to Commonwealth Office of Technology, and the AG won't investigate. What is the Commonwealth Office of Technology?
Well, the Commonwealth Office of Technology, I was accused by the Secretary of State of not He said if I had knowledge of voter fraud and did not go to court with it or to turn it over to somebody who was of legal authority, then I could be held for withholding information. So I did. I called our attorney general's office. I campaigned with our present attorney general, and I told his office right there, I have the IP addresses of the machines that were used in the 2020 election that exchanged information back and forth. And there was this long pause on the phone. The guy said, let me get you to speak to somebody else. So he got me to speak to somebody else, and the fact was I matched up the IP addresses to the actual machines and the machines that those were on and who those machines were registered to, and that's the Commonwealth Office of Technology. And once they put those two and two pieces together, they said, we're not going to take this case and we're not going to look into it because your information was not from, you weren't the source of your information, Mr. Lindell was. So if you have Mr. Lindell contacts, then we'll look into the case, but not now. So I guess it's left with the Attorney General's office that if Mike Lindell calls them, they might take a look at it. But until then.
We know that's not true. It's McConnell country.
Wow. And when you say Commonwealth Office of Technology, that's supposed to be a state office?
State executive branch IT office.
The reason I ask that is because sometimes these organizations have names that sound like they're state agencies.
Right.
But then when you research them, they're not.
Right.
So I wanted to clarify to the audience. All right. One more. Machines unsealed, unlocked, jammed during recount. Clerk uses force, brings extra set of keys to fix.
That was just a lawsuit that we had. Jessica.
Jessica Neal's here with us tonight. Anyway, she just spent a $57,000 bond to recount. She's got a little over 10,000 votes in her race. This is the first recount we've done. We've been a couple of months working on this, and now we have them kind of stuck because if the machines are doing stuff, they're going to have to stuff ballots in order to get the recounts to work, and we watched it. She walks in the very first morning on recount day. Almost half the machines busted seals.
Busted seals. We photographed it. I have video of it. I have everything. I was in court yesterday testifying. And to go to show how far we've come, the state law says that the seals should be there. The court testimonies from county clerks say that they did the seals. But suddenly, from the Secretary of State's and the Board of Elections defense, they say the seals are irrelevant. And I think they said, we just put the seals on there for the crazies, isn't what that they called us?
Make the crazies happy. That's
okay.
What they testified.
How long have you been a state senator?
I got elected in 2020. Mm-hmm. And so I've done two sessions now.
Good. I bet they love you. The establishment loves you.
They absolutely do. They absolutely love me to death.
We both used to work in the lieutenant governor's office. I was the chief of staff for the lieutenant governor.
You were the chief of staff of the lieutenant governor's office.
Right. In 2015 when we had a Republican governor.
So you've been around. You guys know what you're doing.
Oh, we know the swamp.
You know the swamp.
And we've got him up against the ropes, and honestly, they're sweating bullets right now.
Good.
Really is our clicker.
Excellent. That's the clicker. Do you want to go to one more?
Yeah, go to the next one. The Secretary of State right now is hyperventilating and trying to figure out how to get all these clerks to not be able to do their poll book records. They literally had to stop all these form letters and just have all the clerks in for a training on how to not fulfill records requests, just because all our grassroots folks in Kentucky are getting a little too close. In fact, the Secretary of State has gone off the hinge. I already said he's totally unhinged. He's talking about grassroots folks coming into recounts with crowbars trying to break into machines, and yet when we show up, the machine's already broken into. So it, like I said, it's getting exciting. We've got, and
the big green button.
Okay, thank you. This is, we already mentioned this in our election.
This was the press release from the whole state saying that every county attorney and every county sheriff was against us, which was not true at all. But
one thing in Kentucky, just so everybody knows, we have a very hard time getting the data. It's none of it's open, like online or anything like that. So we are finally getting some of the data. We've got a canvassing team started up fairly recently, which is pretty cool to come and verify some of these things. And you can see a few of the situations here. It's kind of fun. Just today, actually, I got a tweet. I still need to post my reply. Now I'm being depicted as junior high girl.
Junior high girl.
Yep. Oh yeah, it gets better all the time.
This is
In this age of everything being politically incorrect, I would think That's not acceptable.
Well, this is from the Secretary of State, who earlier this week said we need to really change the tone with political debate, and then posts that.
That's typical.
This is a fundraising letter that went out in my 2019 Secretary of State's race against the current guy, and I said on there, you know, as it stands today, President Trump could not get elected due to the level of corruption if the voter fraud is left unchecked, and that was in May of 2019. So that was just sort of a annunciation to everybody in the state and also the nation that we need to take this seriously.
Absolutely.
We need to get this fixed.
Thank them, will you? Representing Kentucky, state senator, former chief of staff for lieutenant governor. He's run for secretary of state. You guys are fun.